welcome to the pod.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Or I guess, am I Kevy?
I think you're Kevy. Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Welcome. You look different.
Welcome. Welcome back to Music with the Kevy. That's a podcast where we listen to music and stay silent. All right.
That's cool.
All right. Cool. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, let's start it.
So we're started.
We've started. Yeah. We've okay. commenced.
We've been starting. We have been.
I just have to say, it's so great that you both have coordinated tonight, your outfits.
Thank you. Yeah. It's cold, so we're both wearing our big denim jackets.
With little, like, red accents. It's crazy.
It is funny. It's not intentional.
No.
Well, it's cute.
Gina bought hers first, so...
That's true.
It's my fault. I didn't think about her jacket when I bought this. I see red myself as a red.
As a color, as a person.
As a person, I'm a red.
Do you see other people as colors too?
No. I only care about myself. Actually, you're a teal.
That's my favorite color. No.
Are you reading auras now?
You know what? I see that. Yeah, I see you as a teal.
I was like yesterday just telling somebody that that's my favorite color. That's really crazy.
I think Gina's like yellow or pink.
Yeah. Thanks.
I think Gina's purple.
I disagree. I feel like I'm
trying to think.
Green.
Yeah, I like green.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Blue. I don't know. I think of myself as kind of a red too. I always buy red clothes.
Whoa. Oh yeah, you do have a lot of red clothes.
Oh.
I'm earth.
Maybe that's why.
Did you say green? Earth. I'm an earth sign.
Wow. Yeah.
An earth.
I'm earth.
What are you?
I'm Capricorn.
I never know any Capricorns.
Yeah,
really?
I rarely know any Capricorns. Oh. I heard that you guys are like the meanest of all the signs.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I hear that about Scorpio.
Yeah.
And Sagittarius.
I definitely hear that about Scorpio.
Scorpio. Definitely.
Is Capricorn mean? I didn't know that was one of the...
I didn't know that about Capricorn.
I've been seeing a lot of, like, I follow a lot of astrology accounts on Instagram. And the Capricorn's always the person who, like, doesn't care. Like, who is like too nonchalant, like, doesn't want anything to do with your problems.
Like super
I am like that, though. Which is kind of, it's something I don't like about myself because I want to be more empathetic, but can't change who you are. Yeah.
I definitely, like, fight with every Scorpio that I know, which is kind of funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you fight with Steve, then?
No. Oh. Not yet.
Wait, what's everyone's signs?
Aries.
Yeah.
Aries.
Yeah.
Oh, same.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then
Aquarius.
Oh, yeah. I see that actually. Yeah. I don't know why. It's really
Aquarius. Well, Savannah's Aquarius, and I find they wear like nice outfits. Like if I looked at it.
Oh,
from
that's
way.
Interesting. My boss is Aquarius, and she dresses very good.
I feel like Aquarius are all very, like, you know, kind of flowy. Like, they have like a flowy personality that's like
fun.
Yeah, like just kind of like very like go with it kind of thing, you know? Yeah.
But they're secretly psycho, right, Alexa?
Oh, really? Is that true? I don't know. I heard that they're just like really aloof, like to a fault, and like don't care, and people have to like be like feel something, but I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And every time I read it, I'm like, oh, really?
Do you feel that way about yourself?
No.
Yes. No. Yeah, no, I don't think that's Aquarius.
Yeah.
What do they say about your signs? Your collective shared sign?
That we care too much.
Yeah.
And we get angry.
So we're fun.
Yeah. Energetic.
So funny that you're speaking as a group.
Yeah.
We're fun. You're like dressed the same. The thing,
like a gang. Like Aries
gang. Yeah. The thing with Aries is that they love themselves because it's the first sign and so they want to be first.
Mm. Oh, and is it? So it's the first sign.
Yeah.
What does like that mean? Like,
I don't really, I don't know that much about astrology. I literally only know about Aries.
I think it's alphabetically, is that what it is?
Yeah, because I was like, how is it first? Because isn't
or,
it like,
or does the zodiac start with Aries?
Yeah, the zodiac starts with Aries.
But how come? Because isn't it like in the middle of the year or something?
I don't know. It's a different calendar.
Oh. It's a different calendar, yeah. But now there's like Aqua. Okay, what's never that? Mind. I brought it up.
they added like a new.
They added a new sign.
I thought they like, took stop. It back.
They did.
They took it back. Okay,
stop.
Good.
It's like when they said Pluto was not a planet, and now it is. Yeah. And now it's not.
Why would they do that? Why would they? They can't change things like star signs. That's too set. It's like if we changed months right now. It's like the same.
Oh yeah. Imagine they're like, there's going to be another month this year.
Yeah. I think we would go into chaos. Like a lot of people would be at war with each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't happen.
Scary.
Where'd you guys get your boots? Because,
both of us?
Yeah, you're both wearing nice black, nice boots.
Oh, yeah. I got mine at Urban Outfitters. They were on sale. They're really cheap, though. So they already fucking scratched, but whatever.
I feel that in my soul.
I just gotta be careful.
I got mine from H&M, and this one zipper keeps going down. And I don't know, like, it's not a very, like, hard zipper, or it's hard to, like, undo. So I don't understand how it's getting itself undone.
Huh. Wow.
Girls.
I thought these boots were going to be expensive.
Yeah, so much. Same.
And now I'm like, I can get my own.
Yeah, no, you can get these.
Yeah.
They are not expensive. Yeah. Oh, I got these on sale. Yeah, too.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I think these are like 20 bucks.
What?
I think.
Oh my God.
I mean,
God.
Yeah, H&M shoes can't be
Yeah,
more
those
than...
are really nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how we're talking about something no one can see ever. Yeah.
This is purely for us.
It's fine. You guys can imagine.
They're black and shiny.
Yeah.
Both of them, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
And they look expensive, but they are truly not.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, what'd you guys do today?
Oh, I did
as
nothing.
A group. You have to speak as a group. You can't.
We did see each other earlier, but that's because I had to deliver a skirt. I sold a skirt on Depop.
Depop
is Randy Noodle if you want to buy anything.
Oh,
but I'm going to be selling a lot of stuff because I'm getting ripped. So you guys get in there.
Oh my God, I need to make a Depop. My friend has one and she's doing, like, she sells.
Oh, but she's probably good at taking pictures. I'm so bad at taking photos.
Yeah, she contorts her body and stuff, and like makes all these poses. Yeah,
it's
I downloaded the app just to look at it, and like all the pictures look like model pictures, like buy my clothes for me. I'm like, what?
I have terrible sunlight in my apartment, so I'm struggling.
Also, I have like a pile of clothes that I don't want anymore, but I'm like thinking, because they're good enough to sell, you know, it's just I don't want to wear it anymore. But I was like, I don't want to put it on myself. Like, that's why I want to sell it. Like, if it looks good on me, I'm going to keep it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't want it. But then I'm not going to pose in them, right?
Yeah.
That's my logic.
That's true. That's fair. I was so inspired after you were like talking about that on your pod recently about making an account.
Oh yeah. Was I?
I'm just right there. I'm just listening to it all, you know, as you do. No, it seems really cool. I definitely also have like a big pile of clothes. I want to make some clothes though. I want to like make some masks and sell them.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of neat.
You should.
Can you sew?
I did. I made this mask.
Oh my God.
What? I was thinking that okay, we're talking
it
about.
It looks pretty shitty.
Oh, that's nice.
That's cute. Yeah. But I've been making some like better ones. So
yeah.
Wish I had my own Depop thing to plug. Maybe I'll have it later.
You can make one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
It's easy. For all of our depops. We're all doing well.
Buy our clothes.
I don't have the energy. I had a big pile of clothes that I got rid of a few months ago, and I was like, I'm just bringing them to the thrift store. Like, take them all in one trip.
It's so much work. Like, because you can't just sell it. Once you sell it, you have to like bring it to them.
Yeah,
you
know? Or ship it. Yeah,
yeah. But shipping too, it's like you gotta find a thing to put it in and then do the shipping.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of steps.
It's really easy to ship clothes though. Like shipping's only like $5 or $7 when it's
light
clothing. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Oh my god. My roommate got her grandmother sent her these dresses from the 20s and they're these like beaded gowns, and so they were so heavy and like it was from the States, so it cost her like a few hundred dollars to ship them.
Oh my god.
And like I guess she sent them to her because she was like, you can't come home for a while and we need nice things right now. I was like, that's so cute. But that's she was also like, where am I gonna wear these beaded 1920s gowns?
Oh, that's so fun though.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, like costume.
Yeah.
That's good. I went to Value Village today.
Oh, did you buy anything? Really?
Yeah, I spent a lot of money.
Oh, but how many pieces? I always consider like it's okay to spend a lot of money, but depending on like how many things you got.
Yeah, well, I got like, you know, those like paper bags that they give you at Value Village. They like always, I always walk out and it's like full. It's like this, and I have to carry it like this, like down the street, and I can't see anything, and it's just overfloweth.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Which That's one? You go haul. One up the road?
No, I, well, now because I've just moved to Queensboro. And there's a really good Value Village out there, and that's the only good thing about that place.
That would be a good one. Be a good one.
It is. It's really good. It's surprisingly really good. Queensboro is like New West-ish area. New West Richmond.
If you're away from like, you know, younger people that where they would live,
it's true.
Then
it's
so true. That would be a great Value Village.
Oh yeah.
Untouched by.
It's not picked
20-year-olds.
It really was. Like that and the one in Victoria. It's also like...
Oh, I've heard Victoria has great thrifting.
Oh my God. I lived there basically like when I was a kid growing up, and that neighborhood is only Chinese and Indian grandmas. So there's no one thrifting.
I love that.
They're going in to buy a snow globe or something. You know, they're not getting like fucking mom jeans or anything.
They're the ones giving their clothes.
Yeah, exactly. So that one, of course, is going to be good. Yeah. The Mount Pleasant and downtown ones are probably awful. Full of.
Yeah.
I've like found good things people. In there, but it's hard. So hard.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I want to go.
It's been a while. It's so fun.
Like I can't buy new clothes because like I'm planning on like a I'm gonna be ripped, you guys. I gotta wait.
Wait, so you're getting
this is my dilemma every time. I'm like, should I do this? Because I'm gonna get ripped.
But you're already ripped. Like you're at the pinnacle of rippedness. So like go ahead, you know?
Yeah, buy whatever you want. Yeah. Wait, but what do you mean like get ripped? Like like put on muscle?
Like both. Like put muscle on, lose weight.
Oh, okay.
Like you know where you lose weight and people can see your muscles?
Yes.
Like lean?
Yeah, like I'm getting that. Okay, my friend is an illustrator and he says that like whenever he draws a superhero, he draws like a line down there.
Middle,
and I'm starting to get that line.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That line is such, it's so hyped up. Like my friend, we obsessed over that line. We were always like looking at photos of girls with that line, and her would be, she would just be like, oh, I want that line. She would literally work out to get that line.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the workout is. Like for me, it just seems to be like regular exercise and I guess losing weight, but I'm like, do you need to do ab shit? Is that what it is? Yeah.
I don't know.
You would think.
I had that line once.
I get it when I like
good happened? Times.
I don't know. I was doing like keto. So I think I just like, it was like getting the muscles and then like just.
Oh. I think taking away water from your skin.
I know that they like, I think it's like, what was it like Victoria's Secret models? Mm. The first, like 24 hours before the show, they would like,
they don't drink water.
Drink water or anything. Oh,
so that their skin would have no, like, so they don't have water weight.
Yeah.
You lose like an extra like 5 pounds from that, I think.
Yeah. They do that for like bodybuilding competitions.
Yeah. And you're, and the lines all show up.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
They said for like Marvel movies, like Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth would be like on the verge of like almost passing out.
What?
Because God. They were trying to look so ripped as like their characters that they wouldn't like drink properly, like drink hydrate properly and like eat properly, you know?
That's so, I can't even imagine. Like this is gonna sound, but I'm like, acting is hard. They're doing take after take with no
of the same thing,
water. How do you not like pass out?
I know.
Yeah. Did you guys watch Zac Efron's documentary?
Oh, I watched the TV show episodes.
No.
Yeah. He talks about how like for what's that called? That lifeguard show he did? The lifeguard. Baywatch, the movie?
The lifeguard show.
The lifeguard movie he did, Baywatch, he had to look like, it's basically the Marvel standard of being ripped. Mm-hmm. And he was on such a strict diet. And in the reality show he did it for Netflix, he was like scared to eat bread. He was like, wait, I'm allowed to eat bread? And then he like ate the bread. He was like, whoa, this is so good. Like he was like freaking out over bread.
That's so sad.
And he was like, and he was like, this is the first carb I've eaten in like 18 months or so, or no, longer than that.
Oh my God.
What? Yeah. Like, is it worth it? Like, it's probably worth it.
It's probably worth it. A ton of money. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But like, you can see his... He was like looking around at like the producers and stuff eating this. Like
he was scared. He was like, "That's so."
He
weird.
Has like trauma with bread.
Yeah, he's like, somebody's gonna hit my hand.
Oh
my
God. Yeah. Oh
God. I guess I kind of have that too. Like if I eat bread, I'll be like, "Is this bad? Yeah. Am I being bad?" Like, you know what I mean?
You question yourself in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't have that. I wish I had that.
I'm always, because I grew up with like a family that emphasizes eating bread and like grains and like carbs because that's part of the meal, so I feel bad if I haven't eaten bread in a while, you know? I'll be like, oh no, I need to find some bread or whatever.
I'll be like, oh, I haven't had any carbs today, that's why I feel weird.
I'll feel weird. I'll feel like hopeless. Even. Honestly,
bread gives you hope.
Like
it's true. Because like I grew up like my family would eat a ton of pasta like all the time, and so like that's like a staple.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
my parents, like my family was like that too, like super like carb heavy, and also like emphasized milk. Like we had
milk.
Every meal. I'm lactose intolerant. I didn't even, were like, no, you're not. It's not true. I stopped. I'm mad.
Milk. They always said drink milk every day. Eat one egg every day, which I mean, the egg thing is good. Like eggs aren't good for you, but like the milk is not good. But carbs also.
Carbs are important for your brain. To function.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Is it help
good
function? Like
that's what I read, you guys. I'm not a scientist.
I'm taking that and I'm just gonna remember that for the rest of my life. I'm like, I have to eat carbs. It's gonna make me smarter.
Me too. I honestly take things at face value so much. Yeah. Like someone, one of my in grade three, a teacher told me that water, like just running water, kills more germs than a hand sanitizer. And I took that into my 20s, like until the pandemic. And then everyone's like, you need to use hand sanitizer or wash your hands for 20 seconds. I was like, but
water is so clean.
So oh my God.
And they're like, no.
That's funny. I never like had that, but I like as a kid, I would just run him underwater. And yeah. I was like, oh, I don't care. And mm-hmm. I remember once in like the third grade, these people, like health people came to teach us stuff. And then they were like teaching us how to wash our hands properly. And then they were like, okay, we're all going to go into like the bathroom where it's dark with like groups of five at a time. And then we're going to, they push on like a black light on our hands or some kind of light to see how dirty our hands
were. That's
so
mean.
And yeah, and I was shitting myself. I was so terrified. I was like, everyone's going to know that I don't wash my hands.
Oh my yeah. God.
But then like they looked normal under the light.
Whoa.
And I was like,
no.
Okay. So then I just kept doing that for a while.
That's funny. Like you're going to be given away.
Oh my God. I was so scared. I remember. I was like, yeah. I never use soap. Oh my God.
Just glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
maybe
weird.
They were so dirty that they looked clean.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Like, and I don't know what kind of light. Like, does a black light show up on your skin? Like,
yeah, it does.
And like, what would it show? Wouldn't show normal dirt though.
I don't. It shows cum.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking
that's,
like
they were undercover.
Oh my God.
They were undercover police.
They weren't looking for. Oh my God.
They're looking for cum.
What else happened? give me more stuff.
I joined TikTok.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And
what's your handle?
I figured it out. Oh, my handle is Hina Jarms. Yes. It's like my first and last name, switch letters.
Nice. Sticking with the brand.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my Instagram too.
Yes.
But I had it for a while and I tried to post the odd, like, front facing
whenever.
Video. I was like, I don't know. And then I just was like, I figured out what people want. They just want to dance. They just people love nostalgia. So I literally like posted a video that was like early 2000s music videos, and I was like, it was like me pointing at text, like, remember these? And then and then like four music video played, and it literally has like 40,000 views.
That's so funny.
People are following me, and I'm like, this is so funny that it's like I'm going viral, but it's not me going. I was
that's
like,
so
I didn't
funny.
Do anything.
That's great though. Like, no, that's great. That's because it's like, you're just tricking teenagers on, not you, but like as a whole, like TikTok as a whole, it's just whoever can trick the most teens, you know?
Yeah.
It's
true. I'm just like, now
you're
people
on
are
it.
Gonna follow me, and then I'll post a comedy video and they'll be like, what the hell is this?
You're like, you're not being yourself today.
It would be scary to get, like, Gen Z's really scary. Like, they like to bully older people.
They do. They're so mean.
Yeah. I actually did. My nephew is on there. He's 11.
Oh.
And I did post one thing that I was just like, oh, I'm not going to say how old I am, but there's a Clueless poster behind me, so you can guess. Like, and I was like, I'm not lying about my age. But then my nephew like comments. He's like, "I know how old you are."
Oh no!
Block him.
Whoa! It's like
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh. He was very impressed that I got all these views. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I love
you're like
that.
It's just. Yeah, these two things, and I'm doing one, like, of them. Yeah,
I'm old. I can't help it.
I won't download TikTok because, like, I can't have another thing I look at.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat as you. Like, where it's like, I have enough apps I have to worry about. You know,
I have to worry about them.
Yeah. I have like Duolingo on my ass. I have. Rosetta Stone. Oh, I have like
fucking learning languages.
I'm learning a language, that's why.
What
but
language?
I'm learning Korean.
Oh, okay.
Cuz I've been getting into a lot of Korean stuff, and it would be way easier if I could just understand them. Mm. And I know I'm a long way from there, but it feels good to be on the track of it. But but yeah, I have too many apps. What are some apps you guys are doing?
Oh, just the standards.
Just yeah. The Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, photos, camera, yeah. Weather,
calculator. Yeah. Oh, God, I love calculator.
Yeah, what is your, oh my God, what's everyone's favorite app? Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like sad.
How do you
like,
check your favorite app?
You can check you like your most
You just look at your phone. You're
just
like,
look at
you're
your
like,
screen time.
Screen time?
Oh, I would just look at my apps and be like, oh, that's the one I like.
Oh, today
whatever's
this morning,
open right now.
This morning I downloaded an app for a pole dancing place.
What? Oh, is it that Tantra?
No, I wanted Tantra though. Tantra sounds like the good one. But it's this other place, like in New West.
Wait,
we're
so
looking local now. We're in Queensborough. Yeah.
Does the app give or no? Does the app teach you pole dancing?
No, it like just gives you the schedule so you can go and take the classes. Yeah.
That's cool.
We're feeling our oats right now.
Nice. Yeah, I love that.
Mine's Chrome.
Chrome. Oh, yeah, Chrome.
That's boring.
Oh, I love it. I use Chrome to access Twitter because I won't download the Twitter app for some reason.
Yeah, why not? Is it to reduce your screen time?
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, because you just have Chrome all the time, right?
Yeah.
You know what's good? Google Fit. Like, I need to know my steps. I gotta know.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I have the Apple Fit, and it's not, or Apple Health, and it's not so good.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It's I don't think it's good.
No.
I don't really look at it much, but.
Oh, I'm like scared because like, okay, so I've been an Android baby since the beginning, since 2013. And my friend gave me an iPhone. And so now when this the screen's like broken, I have to switch to an iPhone. I'm scared because like I think iPhones suck.
I mean, like there's some
they
good
do.
Things like iMessage was like the big selling point for me. Like I really like seeing when people are like,
yeah,
texting you. And then also if you ever get into a group chat with somebody that has an Android, everyone's just like, ugh.
Why?
I don't know, because you can see everyone like typing and you can send each other things, but then the like if someone's like an Android user, it like messes up the group chat, like, or it'll like mess it up on the Android user's end.
Oh,
but
it'll,
I think
like, make it weird for
I
them.
Think Android people just do group chat on WhatsApp or like
Facebook
like Messenger. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want another app.
Does your iPhone remember all your passwords?
No.
See,
it's
that's
so
what
bad at
I can't do this. Oh. I need what, something what that knows all my passwords.
No, but just get another Google.
You can do it if you use Chrome.
Mm. Oh, you can?
If you, but sometimes, like, if you are on another app and you click a link or some it redirects you or something, it will take you to Safari.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, but then you can, like, make it good. I don't know. Yeah. But I do agree with you that Apple is shitty.
Yeah, it is. It
Every
really is.
Person I know that knows anything about technology that works in anything that's like tech have a Android.
Mm.
Yeah. Because it's like the baby version of like a phone, you know?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
it's like the my starter home version or whatever. You
yeah,
know?
It's like got the like shiny, oh, look at this.
Mm-hmm. It's easy. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. I was actually considering switching over to Android.
Oh,
me
yeah.
Me too.
I miss Google Assistant. I miss like driving and like telling it to like play a song.
Oh my God. Oh, I cool. just talked to her. I said, this is me and Gina were in the back. And for some reason, we were talking about the TV show Mom, which neither of us has like ever seen or like seen like one episode. And I was like, how do they make the TV show Mom without the daughter? Because they got rid of the daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems weird to me.
She asked her phone that very specific question.
Did it give you an
and
answer?
It answers?
Yeah, she went to law school.
Oh.
I don't, character.
The character went to law school.
Yeah.
Not Anna Faris.
I feel like none of us know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No one watches Mom.
No. What network is it on?
CBS. Obviously CBS.
Mm. Oh, that, CBS.
They make all the like worst shows that general like America loves. Mm. You know?
I feel like that's ABC. I feel like ABC has the worst shows.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like network TV shows are so weird right now. It's like, what even are they?
Yeah.
Can't even name them.
Yeah, though, yeah. Okay, so NBC still reigning champ of having like the comedies that are actually good.
Yeah.
Like they have, what do they have? Oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Remember they took that over from Fox?
Oh.
And then they also have AP Bio, which is like the funniest show, but.
Mm. I've never seen it.
Okay, I recommend it.
Okay. I like haven't like watched any TV. I've been only watching Drag Race, like specifically.
Oh, really? Mm. Going through like the whole thing?
Again.
Oh, nice. I feel like there's so many subsections of Drag Race. There's like a Canada one now, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's the American original one, right? Is there any other one?
There's like UK.
Oh,
I heard there's All Stars.
Wow.
Australia, I think.
And is it all owned by RuPaul?
I think so.
Yeah. I know.
I think there's a Thai one too now. Isn't
yeah.
There?
Yeah. Thailand. There's Holland.
Holland. I heard that one's really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
RuPaul works hard.
Yeah.
Slay. I don't think Ru's in them all, you know?
No. Like, yeah. Not the credit. He just gets like the credit.
Gets all the money from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty That's good.
True. I wish I was RuPaul.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems cool.
But also, like, why is RuPaul doing Gap commercials right now?
Oh, really?
Or Old Navy.
Really?
Have you seen those?
No. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. They keep popping up on my page. I'm like, why are you doing Old Navy commercials? Do you have money?
I guess so angry. But not because it's a RuPaul commercial. I just get angry at any ads on anything now. Mm. I get like this, like literally I swear at it. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I think it's because I've been only like watching BTS videos. Mm. And if I'm on my BTS time, and if anything else enters the screen, I get really pissed off and upset. Like even if it's a BTS video and there's an interviewer, and if they talk, I get so angry. I only want them on the screen. Anyways.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Okay. It's fine.
Well,
anything else you want to talk about?
Unless you guys want to keep going. I'm down to keep going.
I don't know.
Is there anything that's super that you wanted to talk about?
No, I told you mine. TikTok.
Right, yeah.
I've been spending way too much time on it.
Yeah. That's fun though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. It's all right.
Yeah. I did. I was like, I remember getting TikTok, deleting it and getting it and deleting it and getting it so many times just because like it is such a hole where I like look through it.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time on it.
I think she's like, can you guys stop?
She's like, it's time to go.
I'm like really scared about going on TikTok because I feel like the only thing I have to offer right now is the dancing and I don't want to dance.
Oh, you could sew. You could sew and show your creation. Oh, you know what? A bunch of people like that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
I noticed that people like when people are good at something.
Yeah.
No, but it could be anything. You know what I mean? Like on TikTok, if you're good at anything, if they like when you're like dedicated your life to it or something, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I tried to make a cooking video that I was going to maybe post on TikTok, but I was drunk.
There are so many cooking channels on TikTok.
Mm. Yeah.
I used to follow them so much and I tried to make a TikTok recipe, went horribly. They don't show you all the steps.
No.
And you have to watch the thing so many times and pause at it and like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you even pause a TikTok? I just click. I don't know how to do it.
But you can also save the video. I saved a pancake recipe and then it didn't go well.
Mm. Oh my God, I'm very hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Oh, I just have a dog question.
Yeah.
Is Wansai mad that you've forsaken him?
Oh no. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But he has Levi, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. Cute. So that's Levi's dog now.
Yeah. Levi took him to Calgary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's how much it's his dog now.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And now she is my dog until the next best thing.
She's definitely cuter.
I know. She is, isn't she?
She's precious.
No, I think I'm pretty committed to her. Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
Cool.
There's nothing else. Fun. Yeah. This is nice.
Yeah, this was nice.
Yeah. All right.
This is a blessing. Y'all have anything to plug?
Yeah.
listen to both their podcasts.
Yeah. My podcast is called Dear Pop Culture. Yeah. And it's on this Comedy Here Often network.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. And,
Yeah, I have a podcast too with my boy Bobby Warner. It's called So You Ruin the Party Again.
Wait, what star sign is Bobby?
Oh.
I think he's a Pisces. Oh, he's a Pisces. That's why we get along.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, listen to Randy's podcast.
I'm not. But and my album is out, Bad Baby. Stream or buy anywhere.
Nice. Good.
Yeah. Well, thanks guys.
Thank you. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Farewell.